I'm recording already.
Oh, I am too.
Nice. Very timely.
I saw yours turn on and I was like, I'll start recording now too.
Yeah. So today I'm going to record with Nicole from Swiping Sunday. I'm excited.
I record with her on Tuesday.
I got the, you know, the butterflies. My stomach's like, because I'm excited.
Aw.
I always get like that with new things. Even like now when we record, I still get, like, I want to make it perfect.
Yeah.
But it never is. We always say something stupid and we crack up.
Oh, do we?
We kind of do, but yeah. You ready to start?
Yeah.
What's up, 20-somethings? This is Gabe and Laura with another episode talking about our 20s. Join the 20-something community and enjoy. And today we're going to talk about our August favorites.
It's that time of the month again.
It is. We didn't have that planned until this week.
About 2 hours ago.
Not this week, I mean today. But yeah, we had some plans, but we ended up having better plans, and here we are recording it. So, let's do it.
What were our plans and what were our better plans? Because I don't recall us having any plans.
Oh, no, to start recording the guest season earlier.
Oh, yeah.
But then we decided to go to 29 episodes because 29 is the last year of your 20s. So,
oh, really?
Yes. How amazing is that?
Wild.
Crazy,
really,
but
crazy stuff.
You know, we play with those numbers. You know, it's a lot of interesting information. And I drank coconut water straight from the coconut again today.
Oh, I love that for you.
Great connection, right? It has nothing to do with
not
it.
Not at all.
Actually, that could be my number one. Is number one thing is a coconut water. I've been drinking a lot of coconut water. It's very healthy, a lot of good nutrients in it, and it's hot right now in Brazil, so it's refreshing and keeps me hydrated straight from the coconut. I don't like those that come in a box or cans and stuff. Those are bad. They don't taste good, and they're not like good for you the way the actual coconut is. And that was actually improvisation because I didn't mean to say that. It's not on my list, but here you go. Number one, coconut.
There you go. I've only ever had coconut water out of a box, and it was nasty.
Yeah, it is nasty. You gotta try straight from the coconut. It's much better.
All right, let me just come to Brazil real quick and try that.
Bet.
While we're on the topic of favorite drinks for the month, I've been going to Sonic an excessive amount, and I'm not kidding, like for a solid 2 weeks I went every single day and got the same thing, and that's a raspberry tea with lemon. So good.
That sounds good.
It is.
I don't like tea though.
It is tea.
I don't like tea then. I don't like it.
You just said you do like tea.
No, I don't. I said I don't like tea.
Oh, I thought you said I do. I like tea, though. And I was like, well, it is. So you're good.
I dislike tea.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. Tea's useless for me. It makes no sense to drink tea. And I don't drink coffee either because I start shaking. I don't drink soda either because
I don't drink soda. It
makes
like soda.
No sense drinking soda. Like, why?
It's not
good for you.
It doesn't taste that great.
Tastes amazing. Yeah, it tastes all right, but I'd rather drink water or natural juice. Yeah. As you guys see on our reels,
like
I make a lot of
fizzy drinks either.
Huh?
I don't like fizzy drinks either.
I don't even know what they are.
like carbonated drinks.
Oh. Still don't know what they are.
Like, okay, you know when people say like it tastes like TV static? Like a seltzer.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's whatever. Like, I could, but I only drink, like, you guys see the reels, like, these are the things I enjoy drinking, like banana, strawberry smoothie, coconut water, lemonade, and all that kind of stuff, like orange juice, like straight from the orange. I like drink in water, of course. I'll make your reels getting water. It's gonna go viral.
I only drink water, coffee, a lot of coffee, and tea. Like, that's it.
Yeah. And beer. But like beer. It's been a while though. I don't trying to stop. But yes. All right, Laura, number two, favorite item, thing, something.
Yeah, I'm going to go with my current favorite song, and that is In Your Arms by Illenium, I guess is how you say it. And it features ex-ambassadors. Love that song. I put it on the 20-something community playlist on Spotify if anybody wants to check it out.
Yeah, we have a playlist on Spotify. It's going to be in the description. We're like, the purpose of this playlist is to get a sense of what people listen to and, yeah, and just expose us.
And I need new music, so.
Yeah, like, expose us to new kinds of music so we don't stay in our, like, bubble of songs and artists we like.
I think I have a very wide variety of people and styles and things that I listen to.
Me too. I like rock, and I like Metallica. A lot of Metallica. They have over 200 songs, so it's pretty
wide variety.
I like some other stuff too. Like, I like country music. I'm a big fan of country music. And rock, many different rock music. Brazilian rap. You guys got to see Brazilian rap. It's so cool. I'm going to make a whole episode about Brazilian rap and Portuguese. So now it's my number two.
It's your number two.
My number two is a journal / notebook. It's like a notebook that like you write on and stuff, but it's in a format of a journal. And it's small. Anyways, it's very good. My mom works in like the school stuff, like in high school. She's like a, I don't know, the supervisor, coordinator, something. She works in school. She's in charge of like helping the teachers and stuff. And yes, she went to this thing and she got me a little journal, and it's very useful. It's a thing like you can put your book recap, so like you write down the names of all the books you read, and then it gives you the stars and then a love at the end, like a heart, and you mark the one that you thought the book was, like quality wise and stuff, like content. It has a space for you write to you to write your goals, which is very interesting. And there is every page on the bottom, there's like a 0 to 10, how productive you were that day that you write the journal.
That's perfect for you.
Yeah, so I put myself in a position that I want to be great every day and do stuff all the time, and I never give myself enough credit for what I do. So that is great. I still haven't scored a 10 yet, but I'm getting there. It keeps me productive, and I'm using that as a journal, like not to only write about business ideas and the podcast and stuff, but actually write down personal thoughts. And like, I don't know if many guys do that. I know a lot of girls do, and I like trying to separate stuff between like genders, but I've found this to be very good. I had the habit of doing this when I was younger, but then I stopped. I don't know why, but now I'm back into it, and it's been like a long time that I've been doing it, and it's been helping me a lot. Like, not many people know that I do that. Like, I guess now over a million people will know, because our podcast is going to get to a million people. So share with your friends, but let everybody know that Gabe has a journal, guys. But yes, that journal is great. It's very good. It's good to reflect. And I start my morning after my run. I write on the journal. And then at the end, I mark the productivity and start it over the next day. Let's see how it goes. Yeah.
That's awesome. But
number two is my journal.
Okay, so completely unrelated to Gabe's journal, my number three is a TV show, I was really waiting for a reaction out of you on that one because you know exactly where this is going.
It's Grey's Anatomy again.
It is Yay. Grey's Anatomy again.
Yeah, it's a great show.
I'm
so mad
that that's what it. That's a favorite of mine, but I'm not kidding. Like, y'all, Gabe will be asleep and he'll probably wake up like to at least 5 messages from me telling him how mad I am at him because of something that happened in Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, and I'm still waiting for Laura to cry watching Grey's Anatomy, and I know that they will come because will. There's still a lot to happen, so good luck.
It almost happened the other day, and I was like, I'm not doing it today. Nope.
So close. You'll get there.
I don't cry easily, though, so we'll see how this goes.
Yep. Number 3.
That was my number 3. It's your turn.
Yeah. Gabe, number 3. Number 3, my birthday. I didn't give a spoiler. Number 3 was my birthday because you guys gave me so much love and, like, your messages, happy birthday. Like, it means a lot. Like, we don't even know each other, but it feels like we do in person, and this connection is real. And I want to keep that happening. Like, I want to keep getting involved and talking to everyone who listens to this podcast, because I believe that this personal connection is key, of course, for the podcast growth, yes, but that's not the key point here. The key point is we talked about so many things that we go through and we struggle with and we are happy about, and successes and failures, that it is important for us to understand about you. Like, what are you struggling with? What are you happy about? What did you achieve today? Let us know, because this connection here, yes, birthday is a special occasion. And I wasn't even a big fan of birthdays, but this made me realize that there's so many people out there who care about me and who, like, yes, literally they care about if I'm happy or not and what I'm doing, and they pray for my success, I'd say. So yes, from the podcasting community, thank you. It means so much. And then another thing for my birthday was some of my close volleyball friends from Brazil made a video saying happy birthday and stuff, because still not very good timing for big gatherings of people here in Brazil. But they all made a very good video. Like, yes, they said they miss my jokes, but my jokes are not funny and stuff like that. And then that just makes me realize that somehow, even though I was away for so long, I had an impact in their lives, and they still remember me for who I am. And it just motivates me to keep pushing and being myself, not caring about people who are negative or say bad things about me, because there are good things that I can bring to the table, and people notice that. Even though they don't say it very often, they notice that, and it's good. It's a good feeling. So thank you all so much.
I don't know how I'm supposed to top that now. That was so good. Whatever. Fourth favorite, I guess. I don't know how to, like, segue that one. That was just really good.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord. So my fourth favorite is another, I've mentioned this one before, but it's just stuck as a favorite. This month is my friend group is still playing volleyball every Saturday. And we actually played people, like, for real this last weekend. We lost terribly.
Oh.
But but, like, it was still fun because we actually, like, tried a little bit more than we usually do because we all were too competitive and hated losing. But it was a lot of fun. One of my friends told me I'm getting better. I said, thank you.
Nice. Way to go. Way to go. Nice. Volleyball is great. I'm happy. I didn't even know you were playing volleyball until the other day you told me. And now you're, like, a competitive volleyball player, so way to go.
Yeah, most competitive person. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're going to go to the Olympics one day.
I think I'm going to walk onto the team here next semester.
Do it. For real.
Yeah. All three of the other roommates, all four of us will be athletes now. You know.
Nice. athletes room. Cool stuff.
That's my number 4.
So now is my turn for number 4. Oh, I already said it. My new running shoes. Yay. Big surprise. my dad gave me some new running shoes. for my birthday, and they're amazing. They look good. They're comfortable. They're soft and good for my knees. They're Asics. It's the, I don't know. The name on it, it's Agile Equation 10. It's an Asics. Asics is big in Brazil, and for like sports, it's my favorite. So,
yeah. They look like, kind of like Brooks.
Huh?
The brand here. They look like Brooks, those shoes.
I don't know what Brooks are.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, I'll make connection with number five. So, I like Adidas for skateboarding. And so my shoes, the running shoes, I like Asics. And I don't truly like Nike running shoes. But, yes. And for number five, it is my new skateboarding deck and or skateboard deck and new shoes. I got Lacai shoes. Not many people...
What?
You.
What was that?
What?
I hate this. But yeah, I usually get Adidas skateboarding shoes. They're amazing. They're the best. They're so good on your ankle and on your... Like, they absorb impact, and they're so tight together in your shoe, but they're, like, not too tight. They're perfect. Love Adidas shoes. But I couldn't find the ones I wanted. Or I couldn't find any at all here that with suede, not with canvas. A canvas, they just rip really quick, and suede is the way of going for skateboarding. So I got Lacai shoes, or my mom got me Lacai shoes as a birthday gift. And I still don't have them, so I'm gonna make an unboxing video of all of those for you guys to see. Like, I don't know if it's interesting or not, but I will anyways. But my new skateboarding deck, I wanna, as part of my thinking of people getting out of their comfort zone and doing something new, I'm gonna teach how to set up a skateboard. And with that, I'm just gonna show the shoes. But yes, they'll be delivered soon, and I'm excited for them. So that's my number five. My skateboarding deck plus my new skateboarding shoes.
Love that.
Thanks.
Okay, my fifth one, I just thought of it right now. Because I was thinking about volleyball, and then I was thinking about like the people that I've been playing with, and I was like, that's my fifth favorite for the month is my friend group. How cute is that, right?
That's very...
I thought so too, but my friend group that I have now has kind of been like my freshman year friend group, but like expanded a little bit, and a lot of us didn't really talk for like 2 years, so like between freshman, okay, so I guess just a year, like we didn't really talk much sophomore year, but we're all like friends again, and then there's like a few more people that are like coming into that now, and it's just really cute. I love my friends.
Friends are amazing. Friends are cool. I love Friends, especially the TV show. I like my friends better though. But yes, I'm happy for you that you're, you know, getting connected with people that you have similar interests and that you could just live life together, because mm-hmm. it's all about who you live your moments with. That's all that matters in my opinion.
It's been fun to see, because you can tell that we've all grown up so much since freshman year, and like being able to have like real conversations and stuff now has just been, it's been great.
Yeah, that changes. Like, you start, you just like friends, you have fun, you play together, you go out together and stuff, but mm-hmm. then you realize that you're growing up and you can talk to your friends about your problems or about your goals yep. and about stuff you're doing. Like today, I was talking to a few friends about investments and what's going on in Brazil right now. And it was so great to be able to talk to people my own age and my own, like that I'm close with, about stuff that has nothing to do with our friendships. It never has. But now yeah. it's another thing we have in common, and you just connect with those people even more. And yeah. I think that's what volleyball right. is doing with you. Like, you're connecting with a lot of people because of that. Like, you're going to
oh, club. It is. For so, sure.
Yeah. Friends are amazing. Best thing.
It's been fun. Like, last night, I was at one of my friend's house, and one of our other friends was there, and, like, we just had this really deep conversation, because two of us are going through something kind of similar, and, like, our other friend was giving us great advice on it. I don't know. It was just great to, like, talk it all out, you know? Just one of those kind of great times.
Yeah. Friends are great. Watch the TV show.
Great show. If it was still on Netflix, that would be the only thing I'd be watching.
How I Met Your Mother is better than Friends.
I'll just leave it out there. New Girl is also really good.
I never watched that one.
You need to watch it. I think you would like it.
I'll try and give it a try.
Thank you.
Okay, it's time to end another episode of 220 somethings. Yes.
You did say your fifth one.
My shoes and skateboard.
Your shoes. Yep.
Cool beans.
Lovely.
Lovely. Okay. Close it up and we are done.
That's another month of what are we called now? Oh yeah. I almost said pod 20 something.
Not
That's
anymore.
Another monthly favorites episode from your favorite 20 somethings. Wasn't that cute?
Cute and confident.
That's how I like to describe myself. Thank you.
It was going too great. Now we're good.
Anyway, that's a wrap for another episode of ours. I don't know where I was going with that. Stay tuned on our Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, etc. for all of the updates. That's all I got.
Ciao.